Brothers are kindly requested to mind those people that are performing salat and come forward. Few short advices, inshallah, we will benefit. It's a very Mubarak night, Mubarak times. Inshallah, few hadiths, few advices we will hear. It will benefit us, it will take us a long while. We will be able to ascend in our ruhaniyat, in our spirituality, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد عن عقبة ابن عامر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال لقيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلت من نجاة يا رسول الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أملك عليك لسانك وليسعك بيتك وابكي على خطيئتك صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is a very short hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, which comprises of only three advices. And each one of these three advices are very, very beneficial, very useful, and it can save us from many worldly problems and draw us closer to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. One great Sahabi, Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala, who says, on one occasion, I met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one question. Man najat? What is the means of my eternal salvation in the akhirat? Look at the concern of the Sahabi. Their concern was not about the dunya. The Imam Sahib read in Isha Salah, فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. This life in relation to dunya is nothing. It is qaleel, it is nothing. The concentration of the Sahaba was the akhirat. We're going to die. We're going to start a long, arduous journey toward our qabr and our akhirat. Lot of challenges on the way, and we don't know where we will end up. And Sahabi's concentration was on my eternal salvation. I'm going to meet by Allah. Allah is going to ask me questions. Will I be successful or not successful? So Sahabi Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, what is the means of my eternal salvation? Not salvation about the dunya, salvation in the akhirat. When I meet Allah, and what should I do for me to be successful in the akhirat? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave just three advices. The first advice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, Amlik alayka lisanak. Be the master of your tongue. Control your tongue. The tongue is a very great bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We could use it the right way, we could use it the wrong way. If you use it the right way, you'll get closer to Allah. And use it the wrong way, you can lead yourself to destruction and disaster. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, in Ihya'ul Ulum, he enumerates the different body parts. And he speaks about the benefits and harms of the various body parts. And one of the body parts he referred to is the tongue. And he makes a very profound statement. Jirmuhu saghir wa jurmuhu kabir. The tongue is very, very small. But the crime of the tongue is very, very big. With our tongue, we express our iman. Our iman is hidden in our heart. But the tongue expresses our iman. Saaduddin Taftadani rahmatullah, in one place in Sharul Aqaid, he mentions, إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ اللِّسَانِ عَلَى الْفُؤَادِ دَلِيلًا. The tongue is a dalil, is a proof of what is hidden inside the heart. A person is a non-Muslim for 50 years, 70 years, 90 years. He's laden with kufr. He just have to make one statement, Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Just one statement, something comes out from his tongue. Obviously the expression of his belief that's inside the heart. But he just says that kalima one time. Few moments before, he was the enemy of Allah. Few moments before, had he died without iman, he would have been in the fire of hell. Now just saying the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. The effect of it, now you become mahbub and beloved to Allah. Should he pass away in that condition? What other overarching principles in Sharia? The person will go into Jannah. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned that, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ لَا يُلْقَى بِهَا بَالًا فَيَرْفَعُ بِهَا الدَّرَجَاتِ وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ لَا يُلْقَى بِهَا بَعْدًا فَيَهُوِ بِهَا فِي جَهَنَّمْ أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Sometimes you make a statement. Through that statement you earn the pleasure of Allah. Your intention was not even that. But you made such a statement that Allah gets pleased with it. You never thought anything about it. But through that you'll get very close to Allah. Sometimes you make a statement. You never thought anything about it, but it incurs the wrath and the anger of Allah that can lead you to Jahannam. So the tongue is most important. Nabi Akareem Sahib mentioned, become the master of your tongue. You control your tongue. Let not your tongue control you. You control your tongue. In one hadith, Nabi Akareem Sahib reported to have mentioned that, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ إِبْنُ آدَمُ فَإِنَّ الْعَذَا كُلَّهَا تُكَفِّرُ اللِّسَانِ فَقَالَتْ اِتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينَا فَإِنَّا نَحْنُ بِكَ. Every morning, when a person wakes up, all his limbs, the hand, the ears, the feet, everything, they plead, they besiege the tongue, and they tell the tongue, be careful, look after yourself. We are at your mercy. If you do anything wrong, we suffer the consequences. If you are straight, we will be safe. You are wrong, you do something wrong, we suffer the consequences of it. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have mentioned, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, falyaqul khair aw liyasmut." Any person that brings iman on Allah in the last day, he should only say good, or you should keep quiet. You're not sure what to say? Keep quiet. You rather err on the side of caution. Maulana Shibli Thanvi Rahmatullahi, he said something very beautiful. He said in Urdu it sounds well. Pehle tolo, fir bolo. Pehle tolo, fir bolo. First weigh, then you talk. Don't just talk. Measure, weigh, think. What you are saying, is it right or is it wrong? Imam Shafi Rahmatullahi, he says, somebody used to ask him a question, and he kept quiet. For a long time he did not speak. So somebody asked Imam Shafi Rahmatullahi, why is it when people ask you a question, you first keep quiet? And then it takes you very long to answer. So Imam Shafi Rahmatullahi says, when a person asks me a question, then I think and analyze that what I'm going to come out from my mouth, is there any khair or not? Is there any good or not? If there any good comes out, I say it. And if I'm not sure there's going to be good, I keep quiet. So that is why it's very, very important for us. The first advice this Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, Amlik alayka lisanak. You control your tongue, then you ascend the heights of ruhaniyat and spirituality. Second advice Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, Wal yasa'ka bayituk. May your house encompass you. And a simplified translation of it is, stay in the confines of your home. Don't leave your home unnecessarily. Sometimes you leave the home, when you're in your home, you're safe from so many sins. Especially in this era of so much of attraction in the outside world. The moment you go outside, you are bombarded. Now, you may say something that your tongue committed a sin. You may walk towards a sin. You'll see so many things. So, to save yourself from all those sins and save all your limbs from being contaminated from guna and sins, try to remain in the confines of your home. Don't go out in the outside world unnecessarily. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali very beautifully used to say that if you are living somewhere and there's a curfew, you know that there's some disaster outside, there's some kind of fighting taking place, people attacking one another, or maybe there's a war outside, you'll remain in your house, you'll never come out. You know the consequence of it. Just now a stray bullet will get you and you'll be wounded. It may be fatal, you may just die. There we worried about our physical self, what about our spiritual self when we go in the outside world? There's another interpretation of this hadith. وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ May this house, may your house encompass you. This means that show good character and conduct to the various members of your house. When you show good akhlaq and character to a members of your house, they will be good to you. And when somebody is good to you, you don't want to go elsewhere, you want to stay in your house. And how often we hear of people, my house has become hell. I just wait for the opportunity to leave the house. And when I'm outside, I just hate coming back to the house. So that means your house is not good for you. Your house is not sufficient to encompass you. That is because either your character is not right or somebody's character of the house is not good for you. And that is why one dua of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, such a beautiful dua. Allahumma hdi li ahsanil akhlaq. La yahdi li ahsaniha illa. Nobody can guide on beautiful akhlaq but you alone, Allah. This is a dua we should be making. And sometimes we are very good to the people in the outside world. Your friend is the best person. Somebody outside is the best person. But why can't you be the best for your wife? Or why can't your wife be best to you? Why can't you be best to your children? Why you have to be best for the outside world and the worst for the household members? And actually, to be good to your members of the house, that's actually good for you. When you are good to them, they'll be good to you. You enjoy your stay in the house. And the third advice Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, Wabki ala khati'atik. Cry upon your sins. We make mistakes, we err all the time. Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned, Kullu bani Adam khatta'un, wa khairul khatta'in at-tawabun. All of mankind make tawbah, they make sins. But the best of person, that person who makes tawbah. Make tawbah, make istighfar. Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned, At-ta'ib habibullah. A person that makes tawbah, he is mahbub, beloved to Allah. At-ta'ibu min az-zam kamalla zambala. A person who makes tawbah from guna, from sins, it is as though he never ever sinned. And we should be always conscious that every moment we're getting towards the qabr, we get to akhirat. At the end of the day, we should make muhasabah. What did I do in the day? Did I do any wrong? Then you should make tawbah and istighfar. And in the morning when you wake up, make mu'ada. Make a wa'ada with Allah that today I'm not going to do any wrong. And if you did any wrong, try to make mu'aqabah. Try to do some kind of punishment for yourself so that you can stay away from guna and sins. Allah grant us tawfiq in it. Practice on this hadith. Short, brief hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wherein Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, Amlik alayka lisanak. Control your tongue, be master of your tongue. Wal yasa'ka baytuk, may your house encompass you. And third, wafki ala khatiyatik, cry upon your sins. Allah grant us tawfiq in it to practice on this hadith, inshallah.